And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo. Indeed, it is that time of the week again. It is Wednesday, I believe, October the 11th. And this is your weekly update about what is going on in and around KBOO. And I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm very happy to be joined today by Becky Myers.
Hi, everybody.
KBOO's Development Director.
Hey.
I would love to start, you know, I'm sure lots of folks know you and maybe they are aware of who you are as a person, but I'm not sure that everybody does. So I was wondering if we could start by you sharing a little bit about yourself first. And then also your role as at KBOO as
Development
Director.
Yeah. So I came to KBOO in, I believe, 2013 in April or March when I first came back to the United States. I had been living abroad. And I came to a volunteer orientation. I wanted to volunteer while I was here for the only month I was supposed to be here. And then I accidentally didn't get on my plane.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah. And then it's been 5 years and now I'm here. And in February of 2015, I had the honor of joining the KBOO staff as development director. And I have been, you know, here since making radio and making the fundraising work and things like that. I'm part of the A Different Nature Collective. I'm also one of the founding collaborative members of a Radio Geekly. Mm-hmm. And I just do radio everywhere. I love radio. Love radio. And I love being on the radio. And
why do you love radio?
It has this amazing capacity for transmitting and receiving information. And so being a part of something that amplifies voices beyond, you know, like the actual technical piece of that, of electrons and the aether and things like that, we're able to really bring voices to the fore that are normally never like given representation in different places. And so I love that piece. And also it's like a canvas. It's a medium. So I appreciate the artistry that's available to it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So development director, this is really a core role. You're part of a revenue team of different folks who help raise funds for KBOO. But would you talk a little bit more about your role and maybe what is your, what do you like most about your job and maybe what are the most challenging parts of it for folks who have know nothing about development?
I know, and it's kind of a jargony term.
It is. What are you developing?
All right. I'm developing the resources for this particular organization.
That's great way of putting it.
I mean, if I can like be blithe about it, but you know, part of it is also that I work collaboratively with a team that include incredible folks, the underwriting director, membership director, finance coordinator, management. And we all come together to make a general plan for the year. And my role is to help develop that plan so that we have a overall view of what fundraising needs to look like at KBOO as it relates to like the time of the year. So if it's the giving season at the end of the year, what are our plans for that? Having mentioned that and having had this discussion of having like working collaboratively with a team, mm-hmm. part of my job is to apply for grants, to make folks aware of our legacy giving programs, car donations, direct mail, additional giving, and then our collaborative work in fundraising through the Give Guide. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of what I love the most about the position is being able to think strategically and also how we can collaborate with others. And that's super fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenges are that like any deep community organizing, that it can be human mm-hmm. and sometimes messy in that way.
Right.
So like that can be challenging. Also, like, how are you supposed to live with only 24 hours in a day?
Right. I don't know. I've been trying to, you know,
work that out,
but I haven't yet. But the community piece, you know, what you shared, I think is very, very important, because I feel that, you know, emotions sometimes can be challenging. And when you bring people together,
yeah, totally,
is what happens.
And our enculturation is meant for like keeping people isolated from one another and not communicating, because that's the core of organizing in general,
right,
is communication. And we struggle with that because it is something that is learned and practiced, and we're not really given those opportunities, I think, meaningfully,
right,
in the way that we interact with people day to day, and like with work and, you right. know, our relationships and things like that. So,
and that's where radio can really also help.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about membership drives, because we're talking about, you know, raising funds for KBOO, and that's a big part of what we do. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about how they contribute to our revenue here at KBOO, and maybe also share a little bit about the fall drive that just happened, and we're going to have a winter drive also, yes, in December.
We can look now and into the future,
yes,
and into the past. So, you know, you hear us on these membership drives talking about how membership drives our organization. It truly does. It's 67% now that we've figured out the math and done right. everything of our general operating support. So that's huge, because a lot of nonprofits kind of break things down into how, you know, like there's this transaction and then how gifts sort of figure into it. And most of KBOO's funding comes from contributions from members. And mm-hmm. so it's a really powerful way to keep radio independent. And it's a powerful way for us to encourage the participation of our communities, because really, you know, we talk about our mission a lot, and center, like core to the mission, is literally everybody listening and everybody who's part of KBOO's membership. And mm-hmm. so that's sort of my position, is to center those folks within our mission because of their deep responsibility and, you know, participation in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So 67% of our fundraising comes from membership. And in the past drive, we had a goal of $105,000. We fell a little bit short and raised $94,520 from the pledges that we have counted at this moment. And so we're really counting on folks to, you know, follow through with their pledges. Let us know if you have any account changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's truly important that we are able to meet our goals so that we can keep the lights on and we can keep bringing you the music and news and information that you've expected for the past 50 years.
Right, absolutely. And we are going to have a very short drive coming up in like late November, early December,
mm-hmm.
As a way to, you know, enter the giving season,
mm-hmm.
and also hopefully highlight a lot of what will be going on next year.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of cool plans.
Yes.
Also, I want to circle back to what I had said about, you know, this past fall drive. I want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much for your participation.
Can we give people applause?
All of you are amazing. And your being part of this process is very important. And you have the opportunity to join us for some really cool stuff coming up in 2018, as you probably have heard maybe once or twice from a friend, aka us.
Well,
we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, which is
pretty big.
Yeah, like it's incredible that a community resource such as KBOO, that has been driven by community and has been independent for so long, be so strong and thriving mm-hmm. into its 50th year. And so we want to celebrate with you with a Oregon Historical Society exhibit that's going to start mm-hmm. in January. We are going to have a way for everybody to access the amazing archives that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working really hard to get everything sort of online for that.
Mm-hmm.
Scanning all of our program guides, all of our posters, all mm-hmm. of our ephemera, thanks to Marty Clemens. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for your
thank
help.
Thank you, Marty.
You and for all of you listening, this will be a really great opportunity to take a look at like the connective fabric of KBOO as it relates to activism and culture here mm-hmm. in Portland and the Pacific Northwest.
Right, because this is going to be really the history of KBOO, but also the history of how we have helped make history.
Exactly.
And how we've helped respond to history and historical moments, and mm-hmm. also not so historical moments. How do we respond to the everyday life and the everyday struggle and challenges that people are facing, which might not make it into the news, but will maybe hear?
Yeah. Exactly, because of community radio being made by the community, you're going to hear the issues that are affecting them. And even looking throughout their history, you see so much of what those times were informed by. Mm-hmm. You know, like things were different in the 60s as they were now. And it'll be an interesting sort of like lesson, I think, for everybody to reflect on the history right. and be able to connect it to what's happening.
And 50 years, half a century is huge.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It really is. And the 50th anniversary is coming up next year. It's going to be lots. And so we also have some kind of a gift coming to folks in the form of our annual report. So mm-hmm. you'll be getting lots of information about what we did this year and what's happened, but also a lot about what will be happening next year, because
we're making it into a calendar. So this is like a really ideal time. If you haven't updated or become a member, you should go to kboo.fm and click on donate, because if you're a member, you will get one of these cool calendars. And so it'll have information about KBOO's deep past as well as our recent successes. Mm-hmm. It'll also celebrate, you know, the shows that you've come to love here at KBOO, and we'll have information on their anniversaries. We'll let you know about what's happening in terms of the exhibit opening, the parties that we're planning, because there are lots of them, and I hope you party people are ready. Mm-hmm. So that's all going to be in this this calendar annual report. So I would encourage you to become a member if you haven't already. And you should be able to expect that in early December. Mm-hmm. So if you, you know, become a member now, you will make sure that you get that cool calendar. Mm-hmm.
And there will be also some of this archives that we're talking about from our program guides from back in the days, from posters and other things. So you also get lots of KBOO history also part of it. And again, there will be all kinds of announcements about what's happening next year, which you should definitely be on the lookout for.
Yes, exactly. We'll be able to let you know what's happening in terms of what you'll hear on air too. So, you know, you can know when like pledge drives or membership drives are coming mm-hmm. up. So this will mm-hmm. be a great way for you to plan ahead. Maybe you can join in and be a part of like the celebratory like feeling and like space that we create for that. So, expect a cool calendar annual report in your mailboxes early December, dear members. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And so we only have a couple of minutes left, but I was wondering if you would share a little bit more maybe about some of the shows that you do here at KBOO, because mm-hmm. I feel that the artist part of you is the part that we never get to explore. And with this calendar, mm-hmm. it is, you know, one of the ways that you get to express yourself as an artist, but you're also a radio artist.
Yes,
so for
yes.
folks who are listeners here, I'd love if you could plug in your shows and some of the things that people can hear, your artwork.
Absolutely. So I've been mostly in you know, the mode of joining collectives, because collaboration has been really like kind of fruitful for me. And so here at KBOO, I'm a member of A Different Nature, which was started by Richard Francis in the 70s and is still carrying on his tradition of looking at new and innovative experimental and avant-garde music. And so, you know, that has been kind of an honor and privilege to be able to share that kind of music. Also, you don't get to do that in a lot of other places, you know, like have right. a really deep dig into something that has such a like rich tradition. So I'm also part of a Radio Geekly that airs, A Different Nature airs on Mondays, 8 to 10 every week. I'm not on every Monday. and then a Radio Geekly comes on the first Friday of every month from 11 to noon in the mornings, and it's us taking a look at all of the various concerns, the different things that people get really sort of geeky about. Mm-hmm. And we're ourselves like very nerdy. Like I personally love games and theory, and I love like magical histories and horror and things like that. And so, like, we have a chance to talk about those nerdy pursuits. Our last episode was about maker spaces. Mm-hmm. And so it was very cool to be able to explore this really rich environment that Portland has created mm-hmm. throughout the years of places where people have the space to deconstruct stuff, right. make stuff and dig deeper into technologies that we normally don't have access to because it's corporate and proprietary and et cetera.
Great. So two amazing chances to get to hear Becky as a radio activist
yes.
when she's not a development director, but please do reach out to her at development@kbu.org if yes. you have any questions.
Yes,
thank
stay
you,
in touch.
Becky.
Thanks.
And thank you all for listening to News from the Boo. And stay tuned.
The time is 5:59. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Right to Survive Radio is coming up next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Passport to Empowerment, Saturday, October 14th at the North Warehouse in Portland. Passport to Empowerment is Green Empowerment's 20-year anniversary party that brings together Portland's international development, sustainability, and social justice leaders for a tour of Green Empowerment's history of renewable energy and water projects in remote villages. The event features keynote speaker Christine Irvin, Peruvian food, drinks, music and dance performances, an auction, dancing, and more. Again, that's Passport to Empowerment, Saturday, October 14th at 1 p.m. at the North Warehouse, 723 North Tillamook Street, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland.